The National Park Service published a proposal in the National Register last week that would permanently prohibit some sport hunting practices in Alaska's 10 national preserves. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, the Park Service has sparred with the state for years over hunting in national preserves.
The National Park Service wants to permanently prohibit three predator hunting practices in all 10 of Alaska's national preserves. John Quinley is the spokesperson for the National Park Service in Alaska. He says those practices were historically illegal in the state until recently.
For instance, harvesting brown bears over black bear bait stations has historically been illegal. That changed a while back under state regulations, and when it did, we put in place temporary restrictions so that that practice would not occur in national preserves. We are moving to make that a permanent change rather than going back every year and proposing a temporary change.
The Park Service's proposal would also permanently prohibit sport hunting for wolves and coyotes in early summer. The use of artificial light to take black bear sows and cubs at dens would also become illegal in Alaska's national preserves. For at least the last 4 years, those practices have been temporarily restricted by the Park Service.
As the Board of Game over the last 8 to 10 years has increasingly liberalized predator hunting rules on national preserves, we have become increasingly vocal.
Quinley says state laws aren't in keeping with the Park Service's federal mandate to maintain natural ecosystems and wildlife populations therein.
Our opposition to their wildlife management methods is only on national preserves. How the state of Alaska manages other lands is up to the state of Alaska.
But Board of Game Commissioner Ted Spranker says he thinks the Park Service just doesn't understand how the state manages wildlife.
Well, the purpose of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is very clear, that they're mandated to maintain healthy populations, and if they're harvested, to harvest at some level that sustains the populations. And, you know, one of the things that's always said, and it's very true, if they're hunted, they're healthy.
In a press release, the Park Service argues the state is, quote, reducing native predators for the purpose of increasing numbers of harvested species, unquote. Spraker says that's not the case.
This has nothing to do with predator control. The reason the board implemented these hunting opportunities is just that. These populations are healthy. Predator numbers are healthy, at least in all the cases we've been presented, if not abundant. And what the board did is we just increased hunting opportunity. That is for the baiting of brown bears and the longer seasons for wolves and coyotes.
This past spring, the Department of Natural Resources Executive Director for the Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Lands sent a letter to the Park Service as part of a required public process. "We do not support the adoption of these temporary restrictions," writes Stanley Part, "nor will we support permanent regulation preempting state general hunting regulations." The letter goes on to say the state expected the National Park Service to, quote, "begin the process of preparing permanent regulations," unquote.
No, we knew it was coming.
Ted Spraker says the Board of Game will likely submit comments on the most recent proposal published in the Federal Register. The public comment period opens in October, but Spraker also calls the process a waste of time.
Absolutely. When they're saying that they've been doing this for 4 years in a row and now they're going to make it permanent, but they're going to go through a public process to see if they're doing the right thing, it is a waste of the public time. It's a waste of taxpayers' dollars for these guys to do it. And I hate to see people giving them a free pass. I mean, people should go and testify, but don't expect that they're going to turn around and allow baiting or allow flashlights or allow the taking of wolves in May.
John Quinley says the Park Service expects state pushback.
We do expect a spirited conversation with the state of Alaska, and we will be having formal consultation with the state of Alaska on the proposals as well.
The proposal also updates subsistence regulations and prohibits the obstruction of lawful hunting or trapping on Park Service lands. Public hearings on the proposal will take place in various communities in Alaska in October. The public comment period is open until early December. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.